Well, very blessed and happy Easter to all of you. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. That's such a beautiful greeting, Easter greeting that the Eastern Church uses, that he is risen. This idea of reminding ourselves of the fact that our Lord has risen from the dead. And it's fascinating to look at the reaction of the apostles when they found out that the tomb was empty, that our Lord was no longer there. And it's fascinating because, you know, they've been following our Lord for upwards of 3 years. Our Lord had been doing his ministry for 3 years. Some of them heard from John the Baptist who our Lord was, that he was the Lamb of God. And yet they were still amazed. They were still wondering what happened. Even with all the miracles that they had seen our Lord do, they were still trying to figure out what had happened to our Lord. He even told some of them, two of which we heard in the gospel today, Peter and John. They both heard during the event on the Mount of Transfiguration that our Lord would rise from the dead. And they still were like, wait, what's going on? Did somebody steal the body? Are they playing a prank on us? No. But that's a natural reaction. You know, they just saw this teacher, this person that they thought was their rabbi, was their Messiah. They thought he was the one who would save Israel. And now he was killed by the Romans. And now the body's disappeared. So it's a natural reaction to wonder what's going on, to be confused, to be concerned. But you almost have to wonder in the back of some of their minds, the minds of the apostles, of the disciples, could he have actually risen from the dead? You have to wonder if that thought was back there somewhere, even in the midst of their confusion and their doubt. But yet he did. He performed his greatest miracle. It's one thing to bring someone else back from the dead. It's another thing to bring yourself, to raise yourself from the dead. It's his greatest miracle that showed that he had completed God's plan of salvation for all humanity. Because he completed that plan when he died on the cross. When he took all the sins of humanity and died on the cross. That completed God's plan of salvation. And after he had done that, after he had sacrificed himself, he did as the sequence we just recited says, Christ indeed from death is risen, our new life obtaining. By dying, he took our sins upon himself. By rising again, new life is available to us. We can enter into the kingdom of heaven because our Lord rose from the dead. And he showed us that we will rise from the dead at the end of time. When our Lord returns at the end of time for the final judgment, we will rise from the dead and we will be reunited body and soul. Our bodies will be recreated, raised from the dead ourselves, and reunited to face our Lord. And so we are called on this Easter Sunday to do as St. Paul said, if then you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Through our baptisms, we died to sin by going into the water and rose again as we came out of that water with this new life available to us, with this eternal life available to us. I love that imagery of baptism, of going down into the water, just like our Lord went down into the tomb, and coming out of the water, just like he rose from the dead and came out of the tomb. And so because we have risen with Christ through baptism, we need to keep our lives focused on him. Keep our lives focused on Christ and not allow the things of the world to bog us down. Because it can become so easy as we go through our daily lives to focus on the things of the world, to focus on the things that we need to survive, the things we need to do our jobs, the things we need to take care of our families, the things we want to do, and so on. But we need to make sure that those things of the world, as important as they are not more important than the things of heaven. That the things of heaven are more important. Because when you compare it to eternity, our time on earth is short. 80, 90, 100 years, if we're fortunate, is nothing compared to eternity. It's a snap of the fingers, a blink of the eye. This life passes as nothing compared to eternity. And so we need to put our focus on eternity instead of the things of the world, getting what we want, when we want, and how we want it. That's kind of the cry of the modern world. I want it now. I want it my way. I want it this, you know, in this package, you know. I want everything exactly in my direction. Instead of, I want it as Christ wants it. I want to follow the Father's will as he did. He showed us the example of how to get to heaven by following the Father's will. Even when it is difficult, even when it is painful, we follow the Father's will and keep ourselves in right relationship with him should be our primary focus here on earth. And so we follow this example of our Lord, who showed us the example, who showed us the path that we must take, that death is not the end, but is only the beginning of eternal life, that we will rise from the dead, that if we remain faithful to him, we will join him in the heavenly reward.